Let's return to Milo's Internet Marketing on TalkZone.com.
Welcome back. If you've been on the net lately, surfing around, and you're using Internet Explorer 8, it might have crashed and gave you some warning messages. That's kind of an occurrence right now. It's something that Microsoft, of course, works very hard at trying not to happen, but he's going to explain some of the reasons that that may happen, and I'll also talk a little bit about managing your startup programs. Sometimes too many programs at startup will slow down your computer, but Andy's going to cover that. So, Andy, it's all yours.
Well, thank you, Milo. I wanted to start with Internet Explorer 8. I've gotten a lot of emails from some of our listeners asking why it crashes so much. They're asking me if it's worth upgrading to Internet Explorer 8. And here's the gist of it, the long and short of it, is Internet Explorer 8, I feel, is truly one of Microsoft's best upgrades to their Internet Explorer line ever. And I say that for a number of reasons. Number one, I like the tabs, okay, and I think anyone who's used Internet Explorer 8 appreciates the tabs. Another thing is the security. And I think this is where a lot of our listeners are finding problems or dealing with problems with crashing, is the security in Internet Explorer 8 is much better than it has been in previous versions. It may be actually a little bit extreme in a lot of people's eyes, the security that is. And that's why I'm here to tell you today that if you're having a lot of problems with Internet Explorer crashing, there's a couple things we could do. We could tweak the security a little bit that should help you out, and it shouldn't leave you too vulnerable for a lot of, malware attacks. We all know that Microsoft does have a poor reputation for security, for software security. And it's no secret that hackers frequently exploit Windows and other Microsoft products to get their users' personal information or deliver malware and cause all sorts of mischief. What I want to do is point out, too, that the most widely used software is Microsoft Windows. And that makes it enormous user base. It's very attractive to the bad guys. So there are more attacks designed for Microsoft software than for any other platforms. That being the case, Microsoft finally got tired of all the security criticism, and they really set out to drastically increase the security of its products, including Internet Explorer. So again, the bad news with that is that when Internet Explorer started being more secure, it started crashing more regularly. But there are things that we could do to help fix it. Internet Explorer 8 won't let you by default do a lot of things. One of them is to automatically download ActiveX scripts. We can go into the security settings for Internet Explorer and disable, number one, we want to disable the smart screen filter. And what that is a setting that checks the website you're about to visit against a list of quote-unquote known dangerous sites, and it tells you if the site in question is on that list. So Microsoft has a database of websites that they've collected and stored that are known bad websites, let's put it that way. And if you attempt to click or go to one of those websites, Internet Explorer automatically checks that database to see if that website is on the list. If it is, it tells you. And it says, hey, you know what, wait a minute, you probably don't want to visit this website. And you can make the decision to do it or not. This is really, in my opinion, not necessary. Okay, for one, if the website you're trying to visit is not on this list, that doesn't mean that it's a safe website. And number two, if it is on the list, you know, you're probably aware of the fact that it's not a good website to go to anyway. So it's, as far as I'm concerned, it's a feature of Internet Explorer that we can disable. So you go into the tools menu. Under the tools menu, there's an option for Internet options. That'll bring up a window. Click on the security tab. And we can turn off the smart screen filtering capabilities of Internet Explorer 8. And what that'll do, it'll help with some of the crashes because it'll also speed it up because Internet Explorer won't be doing this check every time. Another thing I wanted to talk about was memory protection that is by default turned on in Microsoft Internet Explorer. We can also turn this off in the same option. Go to Tools, Internet Options, click on the Security tab, and uncheck the box that says enable protected mode. That turns off the memory protection feature, which is designed to keep malware out of your memory. These items are put in place to protect you, but by turning them off, your system becomes a little bit more vulnerable. But at the same time, you have to decide if a browser that works is better than one that's safer but crashes all the time.
Now, you said they have a lot of security built into Explorer 7. Have they done the same thing as far as Windows 7, the new Windows? Have they built a lot of security into
that? Again, Microsoft's trying really, Milo, to expunge their previous record of security vulnerabilities. And again, you know, a lot of people, well, it's a fact that my Macintosh is a less vulnerable operating system.
Not because of the system, because fewer people have it. So what fun is it in creating a virus for 3% or 8% when you can do 90%?
Right. And that's exactly the case. Microsoft is targeted by many of these malware producers, and so Microsoft has a lot more to deal with. At the same time, they are working diligently in their new operating system as well as their applications to try to increase their security and find any of these holes that malware producers are using to exploit the system. But again, you know, some of that security really becomes a nuisance for the users, and you know, you really have to decide if it's necessary or if you can protect yourself by, you know, not clicking on certain websites or that type of thing. So, you know, it's a give and take type of situation. You know, there's always going to be malware out there. Microsoft and these other operating systems are always going to try to find ways to prevent, you know, problems and viruses and things like that. But it's, you know, it's not a perfect world. And so you have to decide whether, you know, you want the maximum amount of protection and you deal with the occasional crash or the occasional lockup, or if you can, you know, ease up on those restrictions a little bit and just try to protect yourself and have a more consistent operating system.
Kind of equates to the fact if there was in your neighborhood there was a burglary and you were afraid, so you put three or four locks on your house, you feel much more secure, but it's a big job to go through, use three or four keys every day to get in or out of your house.
Right.
So if you can do two things, you can keep all those locks locked all the time and feel more secure, or you can make it a little simpler on yourself and just use one or two locks. So it's they do have a big problem. There's always somebody trying to not enter the main door, then go in through the side window or something. So there's always somebody attacking Windows because it's a badge of honor for some to do that, isn't it?
Right, exactly. And again, you know, it's up to our listeners and users of Microsoft products to decide, you know, how much they want to give and how much, you know, they want to rely on the software for security and how much they want to rely on themselves for security. It's a, you know, great example of what you said with the locks on the doors. It's a great example. Milo, if I've got enough time here, I think I do, I want to talk just for a second about startup programs. I've gotten a number of emails at askandyaquestion@AOL.com. You can also reach me, by the way, on Milo's website. That's milosinternetmarketing.com. There's a button on the front page that says Ask Andy. Just click on that. Shoot me a quick email if you have any questions, technical questions. I try to get answers out to you as soon as I can. But anyway, a couple people have talked to me about startup programs and how it slows down their computers. And I just want to mention real quick that when you install software, certain software, they can put shortcuts into your startup folder, which I'm not sure if everyone's aware. Under the start menu under programs, there's a folder for startup. It's called startup. And any item in that folder will automatically run itself or start up when you boot Windows. Okay. A lot of times it'll be, you know, scaled down versions of the software or different, indexing processes that run in the background that help, you know, speed up some of your applications when you go to actually use them. But if it's something that you very rarely use, or you don't use it all, or you don't know what it is, these are things that are going to definitely slow down your computer. They're definitely going to slow down your boot time. So I want all my listeners to go under the start menu in Windows, go to programs, look for the startup folder. If there's anything in that folder that you don't know what it is, or if you don't think is necessary, get rid of it. You can just right click on it and delete it. These are just shortcuts. So you're not deleting any files. You're not deleting any programs. Okay. You're just deleting the ability for Windows to automatically start those at the boot up. And you'll notice right away if you take two or three items out of that folder You'll notice the first time you reboot that that your operating system is going to boot up faster. You'll notice it running smoother because there's less stuff running in the background. Another thing that we'll touch on at a later time, because I know we're running out of time, Milo, is Microsoft has a configuration utility. It's called msconfig. You can go to start, run, type in msconfig, and it'll bring up a window that you can select items from there. It'll show you everything that runs at boot time, at startup. And you can check or uncheck each item, whether or not you want it to run at startup. Some of the things in there, you're not going to know what they are. You can always Google the file name and that type of thing. But anyway, we'll get into that at a later time in more detail, because I really want to talk about that, because it's a good way to help speed up your system. And I'm glad that I had a couple emails on this, because it's a good topic to talk about, because we can really increase the power of your computer just by, trimming it down, trimming, what's running and what's not running. So, again, we'll talk about that more in more detail in the future.
And if they do get into startup and eliminate some things, they just figure something's really missing, they could either put it back in or go to restore, and that'll put it back.
Sure, right? Yeah, and you're not gonna cause any permanent fatal errors by taking anything out of the startup folder. Like I said, they're just shortcuts. They're just they're there to optimize certain applications. So don't feel like you're gonna your computer's gonna blow up if you delete something out of there. You can always put it back in, and you're not deleting any programs or applications off your computer. So anyway, Milo, again, I want my listeners to know they can reach me at askandyaquestion@AOL.com or at Milo's website. That's milosinternetmarketing.com.
And we're going to hold you to bringing more information back on msconfig file, and hope people will be satisfied with that.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking
good,
forward to
good. It. That's about all for today. We want to thank our engineer, Randy Meyer, TalkZone.com, and especially you, our listeners. Until next time, this is Milo saying so long, everybody.